God's 7,000-Year Kingdom Seminar. You will see the Bible come alive as you see the centuries unfold before your eyes. Dr. Dorothy C. Youngblood, co-founder of Conservative Theological University, will present a 7,000-year world history and Bible timeline, revealing God's world history, past, present, and future. Recommended for pastors, Christian school teachers, Bible students, and homeschoolers. It all happens Saturday, August 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. A light lunch will be provided. Registration is $99 and includes syllabus, lecture, and the light lunch. You will never view the Bible in the same way after you attend this powerful, informative seminar presentation. It's God's 7,000-Year Kingdom Seminar with Dr. Dorothy C. Youngblood. Saturday, August 27th. Register now. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that should be a challenge, encouragement for each and every conservative, Christian, and patriot alike. We're talking about truth wins. Truth wins. Perhaps you've wondered, as these days have come and gone, with what we're seeing taking place in our nation, with the theft of the 2020 election, with the death of truth on every level, when we're finding the CDC, the FBI, the NIH, and every federal agency that has the 3-letter acronym, where we're finding they've deceived and lied to us, deceived on every hand. Perhaps you wondered, will there ever be a time when truth will prevail, when there will be real truth that will win? I believe that's the case. Just before the broadcast, just before the top of the hour break, we were talking about, here's an article. CDC admits it gave false information about COVID-19 vaccine surveillance. And I just made a little marginal note. Yes, they lied to us. They're just now admitting that. According to this article, the false information was conveyed in response to the Freedom of Information Act FOIA request for the results of the surveillance, and after the CDC claimed COVID-19 vaccinations are being monitored by the most intensively safe monitoring efforts in the U.S. history. CDC revisited several FOIA requests, and as a result of its review, CDC is issuing corrections for the information they had given. No CDC employee intentionally provided false information, they said, and none of the false information responses were given to avoid the FOIA request, reporting request, according to the spokesman. Sure, they simply have danced around it as long as they could before they realized they've got to give the facts. Ladies and gentlemen, our telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you'd like to jump in with your dialogue, discussion, your question, your comment in relationship to truth winning. Do you believe truth will win? Are the elements of those things taking place in society today that you'd like to see brought out and fully revealed so that we will know the truth and what is taking place? Ladies and gentlemen, the COVID-19 pathogen has become a ploy, and it's become a shroud. It's become the screen, the smoke screen, that's being used by the political left in order to bring about the reset, global reset, as they call it, for the one world order. It is hand in hand with the climate change worshipers that somehow, some way, believe that we, the people, just simply should tread out the taxes and let them do with it as they please, and that we have no response or no recourse. Ladies and gentlemen, they lied about the number of COVID vaccination related deaths. Back almost 9 months ago now, Matt Staver with Liberty Counsel said that there'd already been over 500,000 deaths as a result of the COVID-19 vaccine. They've lied about it. In fact, they've come up with a number of some 30,000 or 40,000. We'll read the article in a moment. They claim that some 30,000 or 40,000 may have died as a result of the COVID vaccine. But ladies and gentlemen, proof is coming out more and more every day that we've been lied to. More and more truth is coming out that I believe is so necessary and so valid as to what we need to see. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you'd like to jump in with the dialogue and discussion or questions, we'd be delighted to have you to do so. Just recently, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Birks, Deborah Birks, in promoting her book, admits that she lied to President Trump about the dangers of COVID. She admitted that she lied about the information. She said that she altered some of the data so that it would fit the narrative of what she was doing. Ladies and gentlemen, let me ask you a question. Very serious question, very serious look at this. We've talked about having been lied to. FDA, CDC admitting now their lies, some of their lies. They've not admitted the totality of the facts. But how can a nurse or doctor, how can those nurses and doctors who were fired or denounced, or their license suspended, or their license revoked, where can they go to get their reputation back? Question, how will the thousands of the finest military be reinstated or restored due to being put out of the military services because they refused to take the COVID jab? Where did they go to get their professions back? Where did they go to get their reputations back? Where are they supposed to, who do they go to get reinstated to the position they once had and the replenishment of their accounts for what they've lost? Third question, how do we as a nation get justice for the millions that lost everything due to the forced lockdowns that was based on a lie admitted by Deborah Birks and Sir Anthony Fauci, Dr. Fauci? Where do millions of people go today to be restored because they were forced to lock down? Businesses closed. Foreclosures took place. Lives were lost. In fact, underreported fact that some 250,000 to 300,000 people committed suicide as a result of the sense of hopelessness and helplessness because of the COVID lockdowns, the loss of everything, the loss of business, loss of reputation, loss of any sense of hope for tomorrow. Where do families go to be reinstated? Where does the nation go to get justice for that? And the fourth major question linked to that, where do you go to restore the lives of those loved ones that were murdered in hospitals due to the CDC protocol that's more and more being discovered to be an absolute fabrication of truth? Where do those families go to have the reinstatement of the loved ones? They can't. There's no going back. The lives have been murdered as a result of the CDC protocol. CDC protocol was based on Deborah Birks, Dr. Birks, Dr. Fauci, and others that lied about the data, falsified the data in order to introduce the hundreds of billions of dollars of the big pharma and their vaccinations. That's what it's all been, a money game. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no way to restore America's financial health, no way to restore America's future because of what has been the failings in the past. I'm looking at an article. Did Pfizer, this is a question headline, Did Pfizer commit huge fraud in its COVID vaccine research? The article then states, it's becoming more and more apparent every day as to why Pfizer tried, albeit unsuccessfully, to withhold their COVID jab trial data. Now, with the release of some of the data, internet sleuths are uncovering problems suggesting a major fraud and manipulation of COVID vaccination research. And it lists several things. I'll just do two or three of these subheadings. In November 2021, Brooke Jackson, a whistleblower who worked at Pfizer, phase three COVID jab trials in fall of 2020, warned that she'd seen evidence of major fraud in their trials. Another point brought out, the lead investigator for the trial, that's talking about the COVID trials, trial site in 1231, that's not a date, that's a trial site location. Dr. Fernando Polak, P-O-L-A-C-K, who also happened to be a consultant for the U.S. Food and Drug Administration Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee, a current adjunct faculty professor at Vanderbilt University in Tennessee, an investigator for the Infant Information, funded by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and the first author of the Pfizer paper, goes on to talk about major mega fraud in the findings and the information in the research by Pfizer about a COVID vaccine. This article then culminates, says, in November 2021, Brooke Jackson, a whistleblower who worked for Pfizer's phase three jab trial in the fall of 2020, warned that she'd seen major evidence of fraud in the trial. Data were falsified. Patients were unblinded. The company hired poorly trained people to administer the injections, and follow-up reports side effects lagged way behind the facts. The revelation was published in the British Medical Journal. Ladies and gentlemen, facts are coming out each and every day that shows we've been lied to. So I'm saying to you, truth wins. Now, I understand it's difficult. I'm probably the most impatient person in the world when it comes to knowing there's a lie, when knowing there's a phony setup of wanting to see truth prevail. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, truth wins in the end. And we're watching the end result of the lies and the suffering, the pain, the agony, the losses that America and the globe has seen in the past 2 years. And it's all based on the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. It's all part of the Dr. Fauci and Dr. Burke's plan. It's all part of the total globalist reset approach. And as one scientist said, it is mass genocide that's taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, one article in research that I've done says that in the next 10 years, probably 1 billion people on the face of the globe, 1 billion people on the face of the globe will die as a result of the COVID vaccination. 1 billion. Now, I don't know how close that will come. Lord willing, I won't be here. But I want us to understand that we've been lied to. Here's an article that points it out very succinctly. Title of the article, "There's No Reason for These Shots. CDC's Case for Vax Mandates Crumbling." Dated August 15th. "With new CDC guidelines that essentially acknowledges that people who are vaccinated are not protected from the infection from COVID-19. Attorneys who have filed lawsuits on behalf of military members, student health care workers, and others argue there's no longer any case whatsoever for the COVID mandates," end quote. Further, the article states, "Millions have lost their livelihoods, faced exclusion from everyday life, from activities based on medical care, because of the differentiation that CDC now admits did not make sense at all," wrote Michael Senger, S-E-N-G-E-R, an attorney with the New Civil Liberties Alliance, which has filed many lawsuits arguing for the efficacy of natural immunity from infection. "This implies that mandates based on a two-dose vaccination were totally useless." Let me read that again, in case you didn't get it, ladies and gentlemen. "This implies that the mandates based on two-dose vaccinations are now found to be useless. And the case for booster mandates is much stronger to be useless." Yale University epidemiologist Harvey Risch wrote Friday on his Telegram channel. Quote, this was the only potential compelling interest in the vaccine mandates, end quote. Attorney Jim Yons of the New Civil Liberties Alliance said in the email that the defendants in the natural immunity lawsuit will argue that the new CDC guidelines makes the lawsuits moot. It is now clear there was never, hear me, there was never a good reason for any person to get COVID shots, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, if that's not the whole case for COVID and the COVID jabs to be falling apart, nothing is. And yet we have those today that have lost their health as a result of the COVID shots. They are not being told that with a COVID vaccination, there's 1,297, you heard me right, 1,297 side effects as a result of the vaccination. How do you go back and get your health after you've been lied to take the jab? This article says Liberty Counsel Matt Staver told Just the News, it seems that every day the FDA, the CDC, or some report continues to confirm what we've been saying for some time, that there's no good reason for these shots, the COVID vaccines, to be taken. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to. But the good news is that truth wins. Truth wins. It is very, very clear, ladies and gentlemen, that so often there are those that somehow, some way feel that there'll never be truth. There'll never be the winning. But ladies and gentlemen, we win in the end. It may be that it's after we've gone from this scene in this old world, but we win in the end. And I believe that's good news for every Christian, every conservative, every patriot, that we need to understand that. I believe we have Greg on the line. Greg, go over the question or comment, please.
You know, there is a reason for this jab, you know, compulsory, forced at the federal level. It's a leftist reason. It's a authoritarian reason. It's a fascist reason. It's to create complete subservience. It's to create, you know, so particularly in the military, where they'd like to roll out 60,000 people due to their rejection of the jab. It's in order to create a yes man mentality, or a series of yes men within the military. Folks that will not challenge any order as unlawful or unconstitutional, but merely say yes and follow orders. And if you look back to the Nuremberg trials, there are those German physicians that took the stand, German soldiers that took the stand, that said, we were just following orders. We were just following orders. I'll have you know, that answer is not going to be sufficient in, you know, a Nuremberg trials part two, because that's really what needs to occur.
Yes.
We need an international court review that needs to be a people's international court review, not a World Health Organization international court review, because the World Health Organization is owned by the Chinese government, by the CCP.
Yes. Yes.
They'll not do or say anything that does not agree with or go along with what the CCP wants. And the CCP was in bed with our NAIAD in the United States. It was in bed with the people that used taxpayer dollars to fund the creation of this Wu flu, this Wuhan virus, this China virus, this COVID virus that was then unleashed on an unknowing society. It's amazing to me how many people looked at you, looked at me, looked at others as if we were three-eyed aliens for telling them the truth. And here we are, 24 months later, the truth is slowly leaking out about the fraud that has been perpetrated on this society. Sadly, many people will die because they submitted themselves to the fraud.
Yes, in fact, Greg, if you take a moment, I'm looking at an article. It says, headline, we have a corrupt medical system in this country. Senator Ron Johnson, Republican, Wisconsin, has stood out in the Senate for giving a platform for scientists, physicians, and healthcare experts who are critical of the COVID-19 vaccines and the government's pandemic mitigation efforts. During the pandemic, it's become clearer and clearer that even to him, that the American healthcare system has been compromised and corrupted by money from Big Pharma, end quote. Quote, We have a corrupt medical system in this country, Johnson said, from the pharmaceutical companies down to the federal health agencies through the research centers and the medical journals, and it should concern every American citizen, end quote. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the National Institute of Health, the Food and Drug Administration, all have failed in their duty to provide accurate information, forcing the public into the foreign sources, end quote. Johnson said one of the biggest concerns is our federal health agencies have not been honest with the American people. They've not been transparent, end quote. They have been doing this either by lying or out of willful ignorance, end quote. That, I think, tells it all, Greg.
The former president of Pfizer Pharmaceutical, former head of the FDA, in late 2019 left the FDA, and he went right on to the board of directors for Pfizer Pharmaceutical. And just by coincidence, Pfizer Pharmaceutical received the first go-ahead on their emergency use authorization. I believe they also received the first full approval for the quote, and I'm going to put in air quotes, vaccination. Because keep in mind, folks, even the term vaccination has been redefined by the left. Vaccination no longer needs to transmit immunity. Now, that's a modern-day phenomenon, that the idea that you would be forced to take a vaccine and then that vaccine would not be efficacious for the purpose for which you take it. That's to provide immunity from the disease or disorder that you're getting the vaccine from, right? So these things, the redefining just keeps going on and on and on. It started with Bill Clinton, but today you've got to redefine vaccination, redefine recession, redefine inflation, redefine. It just keeps going and going and going. But a fraud has been perpetrated against society. And I'm looking forward to the day when justice will finally be in place. I'd like to see not only a review of our FDA internationally by People's International Court, but of our Department of Justice, and I know this is off subject. However, I am convinced today that our Department of Justice, our FBI, could not sustain the scrutiny that they have subjected President Donald Trump to. I am convinced under review, if their homes were raided, if they were reviewed and subjected to the both the interrogations, the investigations, the maltreatment that Donald Trump has been subjected to, they would fold. They would be found criminally liable of who knows how many things. They would be revealed for the Kevin Kleinsmith type mentality that they've carried to their job. Now, Kevin Kleinsmith is the one that literally falsified a CIA document in order to pursue Carter Page in order to continue to investigate Donald Trump unlawfully leading up to the election and post-election 2016. So the corruption seems to have gone far, and it's gone far and wide within our system. And I think you've stated over and over today that we don't need to be fearful that we win in the end, that truth wins in the end, that Christianity wins in the end. But we should be vigilant on a daily basis to seek the truth and to share the truth so that individuals are not deceived. They're not duped by the system that we're in.
In fact, Greg, what you just said is not off target, because that was the next major portion of what I'll talk about truth wins. I'm looking at an article that says 14 FBI agents, whistleblowers, have come forward. A key Republican working on investigations of corruption in the Department of Justice, the FBI, and the Joe Biden administration says 14 whistleblowers from the FBI already have contacted members of Congress with details about what's been happening. 14 FBI agents have come out of the come to our office as whistleblowers, and they're good people, said Jim Jordan, U.S. Representative from Ohio. There are a lot of good people in the FBI. The top is the problem. Goes on to say the issue has been weaponizing the federal government's law enforcement, likely beginning under Barack Obama when the Internal Revenue Service openly targeted conservatives and Christian organizations. The Obama administration, Democrats, DOJ, the FBI worked together to fabricate Russiagate, the Russiagate claims against then-candidate Donald J. Trump. The facts are revealing that it was Hillary Clinton, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And he goes on to talk about these 14 FBI agents and more coming that's now revealing the rot, the corruption that's taking place within the FBI. So you're right on target with what you said. But the truth will ultimately come out with that. I'm convinced that the truth wins in the end. Greg, we've got about 1 minute before the broadcast concludes. Say some words of challenge, encouragement, direction to our listeners today about truth.
Well, I would encourage folks to seek out the truth. Obviously, you'll not be able to find it if you're looking for it on Google, because they bury it. And Twitter and Facebook are in cahoots with our government, the three-letter agencies. Sadly, I am at a point in a place in my life where I have zero respect for the DOJ and the FBI. Those were institutions of renown, and they've lost all respect within the culture. But I cling to the truth we find in the scripture. That is not just the that is not just a place where you find some truth. That is the source of truth. The scripture says, Jesus says, my word is truth.
Absolutely.
So go and find the truth today, and that's one place you can be assured of finding it.
Absolutely. Greg, thank you so much for calling today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.